Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Kalani, written by Nikki Mottram and read by Caroline Lee. Dana sank into the leather Chesterfield that had become like a well-worn pair of shoes and nibbled on leftover Christmas cake. She stared at the empty grate of the fireplace. The house was silent in the early January afternoon, save for the low rumble of a plane overhead, and she began to wonder when Angus would drop by. For the first few weeks of the school holidays, she'd been taking him to the library and they'd been having lunch together. Now that she was back from Sydney and her bags had been put away, the house felt empty without him. She was about to put a CD on when the doorbell rang. Her neighbour, Susan, stood before her, fiddling with the ceramic stone of her necklace. She was trialling a new hairstyle, and wisps of hair had escaped from the combs pinned to the side of her head. "Hi," said Dana with a rush of goodwill. "Where's Angus? I thought he'd have stuck his head in by now." A flicker of pain darted across Susan's eyes. She stood awkwardly on the front step, her collarbone sharp in the V of her blouse. "That's what I've come to talk to you about. He's still with Tina." "Why don't you come in?" suggested Dana, ushering Susan down the hallway to the kitchen. "I'll make us some tea." Dana switched on the kettle and retrieved the good set of china from the lounge room cabinet. She set two cups with painted butterflies on matching saucers, the aroma of spice filling the air as she steeped the tea in boiling water. "Let's take these out to the veranda," she said, handing a cup to Susan, sensing that whatever she'd come to say would be easier sitting side by side looking out over the garden and the park across the road. The cane chair creaked as she eased into it. She blew on her tea as she waited for Susan to speak. "How was your Christmas day?" asked Susan. "It was nice. I spent the day with Mum and we relaxed and watched It's a Wonderful Life. Then we had a glazed ham for lunch." Susan looked at her pointedly. "Did you end up talking to Hugh?"
"Uh-huh."
"And how did it go?"
"Ah, look, we've decided to leave things as they were, in that we're still separated." She sipped her tea. "I used to hear the statistics that after the death of a child, your marriage has only a 5% chance of survival, but I never thought it would apply to us." She paused, watching the hydrangeas sway in the breeze. "My counsellor agrees that ultimately it's been hard to heal myself within the confines of our relationship."
"It sounds like seeing her has really helped you clarify things."
"It has. And how about you? How is Christmas here?"
"Jason came out for the day. He's lined up a new mind."